Since the start of the Afghan War in Afghanistan in 2001, the U.S. has been trying to gain control of a country ruled and dominated by the Taliban. And with the fighting this week in Marja, our focus is more than ever on pushing the Taliban out.
The Taliban is clearly being squeezed. Being squeezed by our forces, coalition forces, Afghan forces in Afghanistan, being squeezed by Pakistani military and intelligence forces.
That's Pentagon spokesman Jeff Morrell trying to deliver some good news for the American military on the issue of the Taliban in Marja. But while the fighting is going on, how well do we really understand our enemies? And if we don't know what they want and how they're motivated, can we ever really be successful in Afghanistan? Joining us to talk about that is Alex Drick Van Linschoten, a researcher who lives in Kandahar, Afghanistan. And he and his partner translated a book called My Life with the Taliban, the autobiography of a senior member of Afghanistan's Taliban. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Now, your book was written by a gentleman named Mullah Abdul Salim Zahif, and he's a former senior member of the Taliban. It was originally written in Pashtun. You did a cultural translation, not a direct translation of this book, after hours, dozens, if not hundreds of hours of interviews, if I'm not mistaken. After all of these interviews, what do you think we need to know first and foremost about the Taliban?
I mean, the first thing, I guess, is the Taliban are a very different group of people, and certainly this idea of understanding and our lack of understanding is pretty important. We're 9 years into a conflict, and some of the very basic things about the people in southern Afghanistan we still have very little idea about.
What do you think that we're missing primarily? If there's a couple of things about the Taliban that we are missing that you think might be impeding our progress there in winning over the people who they say they're fighting for?
In terms of the Taliban movement, one important thing is the strong local basis to the movement. Often, when we talk about the Taliban, people want to say that it's fueled by Pakistan. It's an outside creation. These outsiders from the Afghan country. Whereas, in fact, it's not. It was a local movement in inception. It has a very long history, particularly in the 1980s war against the Soviet Union. And we have to remember all of these kind of very local and indigenous elements to the Taliban movement, particularly when we're talking about southern Afghanistan.
So the fact that they're homegrown, truly a grassroots movement, even if we don't want to believe it, they are a grassroots group in Afghanistan. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And this goes to then this discussion which we have at the moment about whether we should be talking with the Taliban.
Right.
If we assume that they're a foreign movement, then perhaps we don't need to, because, you know, it's just a question of expelling them out of the country. But given that there's such a strong local basis for these people, that feeds into that discussion.
Well, you mentioned whether we should be talking to them, and that's an issue that's going to come up. There are apparently talks been going on between the Taliban and the Afghan government in the Maldives. That's what we understand this week. But as we decide whether we negotiate with them or not, are the Taliban people who would negotiate with us? You know, we make this distinction, or we should anyway, between the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, we say we're going to capture or kill. The Taliban, different? What would we think if we found them across the table from us?
Sitting across the table from you is quite a different experience from talking about negotiations between groups on a one-on-one basis. As I discovered while writing this book, you can have perfectly fine relationships and trust and so on, but in terms of movement, in terms of what the Taliban think, they don't really feel that they can trust either the foreigners or the Afghan government itself. The Afghan government isn't seen as a legitimate negotiating partner by the Taliban.
Does that mean that any endgame is useless? I mean, if they have no inherent trust for the Afghan government or for us, that might mean that they choose just to fight to the death. I don't know if I'm reading too much into it.
There's certainly an element of that, but Afghans have always been very pragmatic people, and in the end, the solution which we're going to have in Afghanistan is a political solution. It's not a military solution.
You know, Todd's alluded to this. Very often Americans make the mistake of lumping the Taliban together with Al-Qaeda fighters and thinking of them both as terrorist groups. But there's very different motivations for these true groups, right? What pushes the Taliban to keep fighting?
The Taliban, I mean, it's we use one word for it, but it's a group with an incredibly diverse background of people. You have some people who are fighting for ideological reasons, maybe who are closer to what we call Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. We have other people who are fighting because of out of economic reasons. You have other people who are fighting simply because for the kind of camaraderie of the trench and because they're young and bored and in the villages. You have people who are forced out and alienated by the local government, which is quite predatory.
And religious reasons too.
Yes, I mean that goes to the kind of ideological thing. But I think we tend in the West to overplay the religious element. For the Taliban, it's they talk a lot about religion, but once you look a bit beyond that, it's not so important as a motivating factor.
So, Alex Strick Van Linshoten, I'm interested in your prognosis, knowing what you know about the people in Afghanistan, let's say in Marja, but across Afghanistan more broadly, and what you know about the enemy, in this case, the Taliban. What's your prognosis for this 9-year effort so far?
So far, I mean, we are where we are. We've been trying.
Where are we going, I guess, is my question.
We're looking at more of the same, I have to say. The things that need to change in terms of a wider strategy, I don't think we've seen that top-level change yet.
What about Stanley McChrystal's schools in a box, government in a box, get the Taliban out, put civil and social institutions in? Does that have any traction from what you know about the Taliban and the Afghans?
Possibly, but our fundamental problem is that we're working together with the Afghan government, who have very little legitimacy in the eyes of the Afghan people. And every time we go into a place and then we put the Afghan government there, the government are going to mess it up, more or less.
And without a measure of credibility or respect from the people on the ground, it seems to be that you're saying that our efforts there could come to naught unless that respect is somehow gained. It all seems very, very complicated, but we're grateful for your insights. That's Alex Strick Van Linshoten, a researcher who lives in Kandahar and has helped translate and helped write a book, My Life with the Taliban. It's the autobiography of a senior member of Afghanistan's Taliban, and his insights have been very valuable. Alex, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Todd.